Think of the theater, dance, and music familiar to most people. Now, you won't experience any of that during the Asheville Fringe Festival, home to the experimental and adventurous. Those adjectives certainly describe the three locally made shows in this preview. The first comes from Judy Calabrese, mother of three, whose one-woman show recounts three decades of relationships with women.
I don't find a lot of talk, conversation, media about motherhood and sexuality. It's as if we become mothers and we're supposed to shut down. That didn't happen for me. I didn't shut down. I did go through a major tunnel of transformation, though. My body wasn't the same. Things were rearranged. My desire moved differently. And there was shame imposed by other mothers, by culture, and let's factor in age and ageism.
Before motherhood, Calabrese was an active performer and actress. But once she had children, she became a doula and a stay-at-home mom and thought her performance career was over. But this is now the third show Calabrese has written and performed in the Asheville Fringe Festival. With her new show, It Didn't Happen, she said she wanted to explore sex as a language.
I'm interested in the struggle and what you do with these rogue desires that you feel. In every scene of the show, there is an aspect of denial. I was interested in exploring secrets, the relationship between desire and identity. So we can be one thing in our everyday lives. And in our desire, we can be completely different than anyone knows us to be.
Performances of It Didn't Happen are 9 p.m. January 24th and 26th at the Magnetic Theater in the River Arts District. Before she stepped into the world of puppetry, Valerie Meese played the accordion, ukulele, and toy piano, and she sang opera before detouring to perform in a theatrical punk rock band. All of that now plays into the work she creates and performs on stage.
I'm pretty much self-taught in everything I do. I was never really professional. I sort of have made a career out of faking things.
For this conversation, Meese spoke via Skype from the Czech Republic. She was there visiting friends in the puppetry theater world. This year, she brings her musical and puppetry skills to a solo fringe show called Let's Go Cry with Strangers. And like Calabrese, Meese draws from personal experience.
This show, it was about getting ghosted, which is tons of fun.
In the modern vernacular, ghosting is when a love interest suddenly and without announcement cuts off all contact.
It started as this sort of kind of this extended experience, but has since grown to be more about how we successfully communicate or overwhelmingly fail to communicate with each other.
Still, Meese hopes her show isn't simply a call for sympathy.
I have a reputation for making people laugh and then also making them cry, which hopefully, by saying that, I have not completely jinxed myself.
Performances of Let's Go Cry with Strangers are 9 p.m. January 26th and 6 p.m. January 27th at Habitat Tavern. The last show in today's Fringe Festival preview comes from Coeur d'Iac and the performance collaborative called Down with Pants. Their show, The Static Channel, is a critique and counterweight to what d'Iac calls the barrage of negativity coming from the mass media.
When I find myself trapped with a television that's playing, I notice that there is almost always a between-the-lines message that I'm hearing. What's being said ostensibly is not the same as the real message that I'm hearing, and I wonder if other people hear that too.
Company members turn the stage into a larger-than-life television, and performers recreate the sense of what it's like to flip through channels.
I'd say I've got a hidden agenda, for sure, of really hopeful, positive, optimistic ideas of what humans are capable of. But that stuff doesn't make real good comedy in general, so I try to sneak it in between the lines of some sure laughs.
Performances of The Static Channel are 7 p.m. January 25th and 4 p.m. January 27th at the Magnetic Theater. Make sure to tune into the second part of our Fringe Festival preview, focusing on dance. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.